Advances in home testing and vaccines may soon help to protect our family and friends. For hundreds of thousands of Americans, this will mark their first Christmas or New Year's without a loved one. And mourning, like celebrations, is full of rituals, saying goodbye, grieving as family or community, and marking a series of firsts. As WHYY's Hemina Condi reports, the pandemic is changing how people grieve.
During the last months of each year, Ida Robinson was focused on one thing.
The 1st of November, my mother would go shopping for straight through to New Year's.
That's Ida's daughter, Joanne Robinson.
You know, she would even go down south and get her black walnuts. She gathered rum so she can do her fruitcakes because they would have to soak for 8 weeks. And, you know, just little things like that.
Ida died this past April at the age of 84 from coronavirus complications. Joanne didn't get to say a final goodbye to her mother in the hospital, and she says perhaps it was for the best.
At the last few moments, she was taken off for everything and just was laying in a bed with just her face showing. And, you know, she was sedated. She didn't know anyone was in the room. She couldn't move, couldn't talk, couldn't open her eyes or anything.
Even if Ida had been awake, Joanne says it's unlikely she would have recognized the relatives who were at her bedside. They were covered head to toe in PPE.
I didn't want that to be our last memories. We have far more better memories than that.
Every now and then, Joanne will play some of the final voicemails Ida left on the answering machine before getting sick. Ida was in her long-term care facility at the time and checking in.
Talk to you later. This is Ida Robinson. Okay. Bye-bye. Oh, this is Anna. This is wondering how y'all was doing.
Joanne tears up every time she hears the messages, but she also finds some sort of comfort. With the winter holidays coming up, Joanne is trying to find ways to stay upbeat while still feeling close to her mother, who she used to see every week. Still, grieving, like so many things during the pandemic, looks different this year. Joanne's daughter, Diamond Franklin, says she and her mom can't lean on family or church the way they typically would in trying times.
During a time of grief, you usually seek to come together more. Mm-hmm. You seek that and to embrace one another. And it's difficult going through the loss of a loved one at a time where everyone is unfortunately forced to be apart.
Kathleen O'Hara is a psychotherapist who helps mourning families across the globe grieve.
This is grief on steroids.
She says the grief brought about by COVID-19 is different from other grief.
There is fear around the disease itself, how it could have happened. There's the fear of the unknown. There's also the quickness of it, no warning, things like that. So it's grief, but there's a trauma component to it.
O'Hara is no stranger to traumatic grief herself. Her son Aaron was murdered in 1999 when he was 20 years old. But she says that even when faced with extreme hardship and unbearable grief, human beings are resilient. O'Hara says people can't change how the pandemic barred them from making their final goodbyes or going to funeral services. But there are other ways to move forward and mourn.
We can tell stories. We can create a video. We can share the good things about their lives. We can laugh. We can cry. We can give thanks.
And even if that sounds all but impossible to grieving families right now, O'Hara has words that might not sound very comforting, but are meant to be.
Your grief is real and true, and it has to be gone through. There's no way around it. You know, cry, yell, scream, and then know that this will pass. And create the new rituals that will make your loved one closer to you.
Joanne Robinson's approach to grieving her mother Ida's death has been to remember the positive. Right before Ida's nursing home went on lockdown, Joanne and her daughter Diamond took Ida for a big birthday celebration.
Her birthday was February the 29th. She was a leap year baby, so she actually got a chance to have a birthday on her birthday.
Yes.
And we celebrated, what, 3 weeks in a row.
And even though the pandemic limits the size of this year's holiday feast, Joanne and her daughter Diamond want to honor Ida's memory by making the food she used to love. They won't be going to Philadelphia's famous Reading Terminal Market to get cured meats or cross state lines to get black walnuts. But Diamond says she will attempt to make Ida's famous pineapple cake with coconut flakes and icing.
I myself am not as skilled a cook as my mother and my grandmother, but I do like to help and just watch and witness, because I feel like I'm almost seeing my grandmother cooking through my mother.
And maybe if Joanne longs for her mother, she might play one of Ida's final messages to the family.
Hello, Joanne. This is your grandma. This is your mom. When you get a chance, give me a call. Okay, bye-bye.
For Here and Now, I'm Ximena Condi.